It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it.
Hello everyone, welcome to C Countdown. It's me today, Naomi. So time flies, it's already our last episode.
Well, it's true that time flies. Today is our last episode. Not for this semester, but as a whole year. To me, I have a really great time and made a lot of unforgettable memories here as well. Wait, before we pull out all the tissues and cry our hearts out, why not start with something fun and light? What's on your mind? How about we play Who Is He or She singer versions?
Oh, I know that game. It's where we choose one member of the group and choose a celebrity to represent he or she and explain why as well.
So, just say out which celebrity we can think of when we see one another, right?
So what am I going to do right now?
I think of Katy Perry because, you know, she is so hot. You know, the hair. Because she dyed her hair blue this year. And when I happened to encounter her on the street, and I was shocked. But I was thinking, oh my god, it's just like Katy Perry. I don't know why, but it just occurred to me.
Oh, I'm so thankful. Thank you.
When I... Oh. I actually want to say Annie, but Annie said... Wiz. So, when I look at Wiz, I think of... Jay-Z.
All black people, right?
But the point is that
their skins are tan. Yeah. Yeah. And I think Wayne is very Wayne has the quality to be a rap singer. I don't know. Really? But I think you really have the quality. Yeah. A rap.
Seriously.
And as for me, when I see Annie, I think of Miley Cyrus. Because they're both outgoing. And their behaviors are strange, you know? and they have familiar styles. Here we go.
Now I'm gonna do that filthy thing. Young, Bensley. I will think Bensley as Justin Bieber. Because he loves to sing Justin Bieber's song. Don't be so mad. Don't be so mad, but okay. That's my opinion. Maybe height? Sorry.
When I look at Annie, I think of Little S.
She's
not a singer. She
sings songs.
Little S.
Little S.
A little bit square.
Love you.
Oh, that was very interesting. So, what's next?
Well, how about this, Memory Land?
What's that? I'm not crying that soon.
Well, I'm thinking we can compare ourselves a year ago and now, and others are welcome to comment as much black history as they want.
Start with me. Wait a second. Start with me. Alright, black history. Yeah.
I don't have black history.
Okay, let me start with Zoe. Okay, Zoe, let me ask you some questions.
Don't you forget that a few days ago I had to wait you till 1 o'clock.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
For your DDL. Oh. And you. And you hurt my eyes.
Okay. I gotta explain something. I was just trying to show her that I'm trying my best to. Oh, come on. Actually, I know a lot of history about Zoe.
Okay, I see. You're worse. Okay, it's my turn. At first, joining this group is a way for me to encourage me to speak English more, practice English more. And I listen. I like English music, but I found this is different from enjoying music and share it with others. So I've learned a lot during this process and meeting. Coming here and meeting this friend was the best thing, one of the best things that ever happened to me in this school.
Well, years ago, I was begging to Naomi, please let me in. I was begging her. And actually, after I joined the group, I made a lot of mistakes and I let Naomi down for times, and I'm so sorry, but thanks for never give up on me. And I gotta thank all the people, and it's great to meet you guys. And how to say, you guys are
beautiful.
What are you talking about? Hey, come on. Yeah, I want to say you guys are friendly sometimes, and you always send a smile to me, something like that. And I just want to say I love you all, and thanks.
Last summer vacation, when I didn't enter our CUC, and I knew Bella. She told me that there was a very great group named CCD, and I was lying to join the group. And after I entered our CUC, and I met Naomi at the side of Piano Lake, and at the first time I thought she was very friendly, and and then I was very honored to enter this group, and I met I was very honored, and I met you guys, and we are from and we have different majors, but we have the same habits, and we all love music, and during this year we shared a lot of music, and we really had a lot of fun, and thanks to you all guys.
Okay, it's my turn. I want to say that one of the reasons I came to CCD is that I want to improve my English. And after a year, my English is still that poor, but I met so many interesting guys, and we can hang out together. We can share something interesting. That's enough, I think. I'm very happy, and thank you.
So all you guys think I'm crazy, but yeah, I'm crazy. So what am I gonna say? I'm gonna thank you. I'm not a fake ABC. I'm just have the sorry to get about that. I got heavier and but I'm trying to fix my life. Thank you. Oh, that's what I'm gonna say.
For me, yesterday or the day before yesterday, I was arranged some files from in my computer, and I saw the recording, the first recording we ever made, the talk show, and I heard it, and I think we all changed a lot. We become more mature. Maybe.
Yeah, we mature.
What
did you say that?
What?
I was thinking that you may say the word mature and then you said it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And and then and I
what?
Why dirty? I joined in a lot of group in this university, such as student union or something. But nothing can be like CCD. I mean, we can hang. we can hang out together. We can have fun together. We can sometimes talk about something dirty together. But we can't do that in the students' union or with some other people. So, yeah, I have a great time here.
I don't know. I don't think I've changed that much. But, you know, being in CCD, that I have never complained about sometimes because it takes time to find songs and write something. It's never a duty for me. It's really fun. And it's true that Tuesday has been the best day in the week for me because I have so much anticipation because I want to see how our work comes out. And one of the reasons that I came to CCD because I love songs and I like to share with others. I was wondering that if those who care about me could hear my voice, and my parents, my friends, if they can hear my voice, they can listen to these songs, they can know what I'm doing, that I'm doing well. I hope they can be happy for me too. So. It's been almost a year in Canada for me, and I had a great time too.
Yeah.
Annie has a lot. I still remember when we go to Michelle. When we go to Michelle's apartment last Christmas, Annie, she's really crazy. She sings that song. She sings that 姐姐, 叫, yeah, she's a very good singer, and she also danced a lot. And yeah, I still got that. And we, Finn. Yeah, but.
And Finn Turk.
Oh yeah.
Doctor.
he talk like Ricky Martin. Dirty dance. And
you remember that?
I still got the video. She curled her hands like crazy. Yeah.
Last Christmas we tried to use Fighting Michelle, and we just just thumb out and she burst out screaming.
Time really flies. This time next year, we'll be your positions.
I wonder what is it like for you, Naomi, when you first joined in Radio CUC English?
Well, at first, when I entered CCD, I've never thought one day I would become a producer and share and lead another group of people. Yes, I really learned a lot this year. Like in the beginning of this semester, I never thought I would do well in this job. And you know, Will is just like, I don't give a attitude. So, well, I can talk to him, but he will just like, that's okay, nothing big. And then a lot of things I need to figure it out by myself. And sometimes it's quite stressful. But, well, all in all, I think this is what makes you grow up as a person. And compare myself when I'm freshman, then now, I think I did grow up as a person. I'm more mature. And hopefully next year you guys will learn how to do the talk show and yeah, lead another group of people and let them do what they like and express their love of music out. And yeah, just do what you like, because we are not like a strict group like other shows. So I think you are quite free, so you can do whatever you want. Just be yourself in university, because this is the only time you can ever be a student again. You are always here. I know. That's why I told you guys, it's already, the time is gone. And yeah, you have to make the best of every day.
I really can't believe I'm leaving this recording studio.
Yeah, there's so much I want to share.
Next will be our last session. Thankful and sorry to... Oh no, the catchy stuff is out. Grab your t-shirts, people.
I am thankful to Naomi, our producer, because every time when I play the recording, I can operate the machine. And every time I asked for help, and she taught me patiently and taught me how to operate. I know she was angry, but she tried to be patient. And I want to thank, for example, Michelle. She stayed here for a short time, but she really brought us a lot of fun. And Francesca, she was a really nice girl. And I'm sorry to Ben, because last time I forgot to send him my record, and he just posted the unfinished record to the internet, and it was very, you know, embarrassing, and I thought it was my fault, so I'm very sorry.
I want to send to
Zoe.
What I'm gonna say is Zoe is a first friend I had in the CUC, and I really okay. And I want to thanks to Naomi, cause it's I don't know how to say, it's just like you know, something like my sister, cause you know my sister always hate me and yeah.
I didn't do anything violent to you.
It is kind of harm in my heart. Yeah, it's kind of yeah. My heart is broken, you know? My heart is broken. Everything, I try my best, and Naomi...
Did you try your best?
So sort of. Okay, and I want to thank all the people in Sit Calm Down. I don't know how to express my emotion. I just regard you guys. I just regard all you guys, my family and my friends, and someone I can rely on when I'm in trouble. Yeah. Yep.
Thank God.
I want to say sorry to William. Because I made his emo coin. I made his emo coin, and that made him very angry, and that made me embarrassed too. And I feel very sorry. And I want to say thank you to all of you accept me as your family. Naomi, Joey, Will, Bentley, Young, they are just like my brothers or sisters, and especially friends. It's very warm, and that makes me feel very happy. Thank you.
I'm going to say thank you to elderly to who let me in this. No, you are a couple months earlier than me. Okay, whatever. I want to say thank you to let me into this amazing group, to meet so many great people for real. And thanks to Naomi for everything she told me. A little bit Cantonese and audition, how to use audition, because I'm totally a fool a year ago about to use this application. And I'm not sorry for everyone.
I'm gonna thank Naomi first, because she taught me a lot, and I'm really honored that she trusts me so much, and and I still remember that in our first talk show, she said that when I walked in the interview, and you said that I'm someone trustable. Yeah, and I still remember that word, and I think I'm really, really thankful. And I want to thank all of you, because all of you made a great time for me. And thank Zoe and Marietta, because they we three made the list of recording list for this semester. Yeah, and I think they did a great job. And I want to thank Young, maybe, because I am the one who record with him for the most time, and I'm thankful that it's not late. Yeah, and I'm sorry to Ben, because I know I always said something bad to you, but please, I just want to let you know that sometimes it's just a joke, and sometimes I just want you to know that you have to take everything seriously, not just whatever attitude. So
first, I want to give special thanks to Naomi, of course, because you know she is really also one of the reasons why I came to CCC, because, you know, I said that the first time that I met her, I was shocked. She was like angel, and I really like her voice because it's very cute. And I thought she was friendly. I said at first, but then I thought she was still friendly, because every time I was confused or I was looking for some information, she always gave me tips, and she was very patient. I tried my best not to delay, and she was very understandable, because, you know, sometimes I could be engaged, but she was very nice all the time.
And thank you. Thank you, Naomi, that you made me a better man. You made me... Yep. No. I just want to say you made me better than I was. And thank you, Zoe. And thanks for when I lost, you gave me some advice that you told me what I'm gonna do. And I just want to say thanks. Yeah. And that's thanks for made me a better me.
I want to thank Well and Young, because, you know, I often make recording with them, because I always think of him as Baymax, and yeah, he is very considerable. And, you know, one time that I don't know why that day I made a lot of mistakes, but and we, you know, read the scripts for, and I don't know, a lot of times, but he never complained, and he was very, very patient. As for Young is very young, yeah. So every time I was with him, he puts me at ease, and I was very relaxed. So I want to thank both of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I also want to thank Will, because he let me put that shady song like Hello Kitty and Friday and in the draft. He really hated it. He thought those songs are cancer for him, by the cancer. Yeah, he said that those are cancer, but he accepted.
Well, I'm thankful to everyone, but first I'm thankful to Will, Joey, Bensley, and Young, because they trust me and let me do my work, and they always, like, if I have a plan, they will do it with me and help me along the way. So thank you guys, and I'm thankful to Marietta, Katniss, and Zoe as well, because this term they are helping me a lot, and I have really a lot of things to do this semester, and I know you guys have a lot of things to do as well, but you guys have done a great job as a producer individually and as a member as well, and I'm really thankful for your patience and your excellent work. Then I'm not thankful to Annie because she's always cursing on me, and then not thankful to Annie and Wing because they both curse on me, and then always threaten me a lot, and then yeah, really mean. And then I'm thankful to Elsa, because she's my little princess. You're not, sorry. She did a really great job, and I know you guys have a lot of work, well, except Annie. So I'm thankful to all of you for having the time to record and doing all the other annoying stuff. So, but at the same time, I'm sorry for all of you as well, because they, for Will, Joey, Bensley, Young, they have to listen to my complaint a lot, and I'm being crazy all over at first, and they didn't give up on me, so that's good. So I'm sorry for them to needed to listen to my crappy word. And then I'm sorry to Marietta, Katniss, and Zoe as well, because I have a lot of things to do, so I didn't did much as a leader to lead you guys to do the work as a producer. Yeah, and I think I'm not a good role model for you guys as well, because I not having a lot of examples for you guys to follow on, so I'm not sorry for that. And then I'm sorry to Vin, because sometimes when I WeChat with him, I turn or roll my eyes a lot because I may get annoyed. But sometimes I said words that mean and not in a good attitude, I think. And I think as a person, I have to treat him fairly to all of you. So I'm sorry for having that knock. Yeah, all men are equal, and you are not. You didn't deserve my bad attitude, so I'm sorry for that. As for, I don't have anything sorry for Wayne and Annie, so skip it. I didn't curse. You attacked me first, okay? And then, some kind of. And then, I'm sorry to you guys as a whole, because I know you guys tend to have a lot of reunion after the show, that you will have dinner together, and I'm always busy, and I always didn't participate in it. And I think, yeah, I didn't pay much in the relationship with you guys, so I'm sorry for that. I will try my best. If next year I'm still here, I will definitely pay a lot of work to I will pay a lot of work in the relationships with you guys and try to make the best and try to be your role model as best as I can. Yeah.
So I guess this is really the end of the episode today.
Don't be so down, you guys. At least we'll be here next year, and we can always come back for the special talks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Wipe away your tears. Especially Wayne. And let's finish with a little clip of our recording bloopers. Enjoy and see you next year.
Bye!
Come on, Wayne, don't cry.
Wayne, come on, Wayne, don't cry.
I'm so
Wayne,
it's okay, Wayne, it's okay. It's okay.
My guess will be cut line. Is that true?
Cut line. Hey.
Cut line.
Okay.
Well, it's a band that I fell in love with. Not to mention, they look gorgeous.
Which one?
Seems like you two are obsessed with them too, just like me. The band has a different variety of music, from blue to pop.
which leads to the song I'm going to share today.
The lyrics are "To Die For, It's You, Deathly." I know that. I want to be the one you steal. Ah.
Wayne, please help here. Annie is over fangirling. Seriously, a love poem for Samantha?
Samantha!
Seriously, a love poem for Samantha? Okay. Seriously, a love poem for Seriously, a love poem for Sam Smith? Not hating on it though, cause I totally agree.
I really love this song, so I highly recommend this song to all of you out here. I really love this song, so I highly recommend this song to all of you.
It's a part of my life. I want to share it with you.
That's so cheesy.
God.
I'm so heated up right now.
It's coming out next.
La, 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 la.
It's time for our last next song.
Special to Michelle,
are you listening? I'm Katniss. I'm sorry that I never recorded with you. And I'm really honored that I can meet you since we interviewed the CD together. Your laughter.
Hi Michelle, this is Annie, and you always say that I am as crazy as you. Yeah, that's right, I agree with you. And you are in Hong Kong now, but though you are in Hong Kong now, we still can feel you. Yeah, we are not forgetting you. We are not forgetting your laughter, your great voice. Oh my god, I love your voice. Okay, that's all. It's Vin's turn.
Hey, Michelle. There's a lot I want to say to you, you know?
Oh, I miss you so much. And there's a lot I want to say to you. We all worry about you, but you just gone. I can't help. You know, Michelle, I missed your voice. I can't. I don't know how to say it. My heart's broken.
Gotcha!
Don't be BGM, you can't. I'm remitting you right now.
we were in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, and you take us to eat this delicious food. Not only, let me see it.
Yeah, good.
So that is really the end of CCD.
We all miss you, and we love you, Michelle.
Bye.
Bye.
更多节目，下载荔枝FM收听。